Rena's father was a complicated man. He'd had previous relationships and two other daughters that Rena didn't know about. And he spent much of his time in the mountains, chasing butterflies. And what she remembers most about him was his love of butterflies.
Butterflies are an essential part of our ecosystem. They're pollinators. They are natural pest control for fields, for example. And they're also food for insectivores, you know, important insectivores, birds and bats. But I just want to go back a little bit to the aesthetic side as well. It's important. The beauty is important. They are the indicators of a healthy ecosystem. You know, the presence of butterflies over the meadow tells us that it's a healthy meadow. And why don't we, I mean, we preserve beauty in other things, in other objects. Why do we preserve Mona Lisa, you know, the painting? Because it's beautiful, because it's old. Butterflies have been around for 100 million years. They're older than Mona Lisa. just as enigmatic, you know, and beautiful. So why not? This is a big incentive for us to preserve them.
Right. Now, did you ever go butterfly hunting with your father?
I was 7 years old, I remember. My father took me on a hunt. And, you know, I was this kind of city child, not used to the outdoors. So it was, I remember we took like a 9-hour bus ride that made me really sick. And then we camped in the mountains and it rained and I woke up miserable and wet the next morning. He dragged me out of the tent and said, okay, let's go. So we were in the mountains with a satchel. And I remember I caught a butterfly. It was a bright yellow butterfly. I don't remember which species. And I touched it with my fingers. I touched the wings. And then I kind of felt the tremor of the wings in my hands. And I felt instantly guilty. So I let it go. And he told me, well, now that you touched it, it's going to live a lot less, you know. So because butterfly, the lifespan of the butterfly is very short. So once you catch it, it's actually, you know, okay to you know, not to let it go. It's okay to take it. And, you know, if you're studying it, if you're studying the species, you know, it's okay to collect it. So, and I remember that kind of stayed with me for a while, you know, this kind of butterfly guilt, you know, I caught it, I touched it, and then I let it go and I shortened its lifespan, you know, already short lifespan.
Yeah.